yesterday, Avraham Cohen asked a question, Rebbe Avraham Cohen asked a question at the end of the day, and I think it needs a few minutes to explain what I think is pshat. I'm not ready to commit myself that this is the absolute pshat, but I think it's a very important thing. The person said, the case he asked on was what we ended up at the end of the day. It's the person says, Hareini Nazir Hayayim, Hareini Nazir Hayayim. How many Naziris in the Zichayev? So Naziris Chala Naziris, I have two Naziris. So Rabbi Avraham asked, he says he didn't mean to accept a new Naziris, he was just repeating himself because that's how people say things. So this is a question that's going to come up in the Dorm a million times. So let me explain what I think is pshat, and as we've learned through the Masechta, we either reinforce it or prove it that it's not true, not 100% true. If a person says he bans himself, wheat or banned from me, and then he says to us, I slipped, I didn't mean to say the word wheat, I wanted to say a different word. So the Gemara says clearly later on that it's not a neder, because you need piv v'libay shavin, you need his mouth and heart to be on the same page. He didn't mean to say what he said. He said it by mistake. People sometimes say words that they didn't mean to say. So that is not a neder. If a person says a word that has multiple meanings, he's allowed to explain which meaning he meant, because it fits into the word. But if a person says he's a nazir, and then he says, oh, I didn't mean nazir, I meant I'm going to the baseball game. It's a meaningless as nobody in his right mind has any connection between the word nazir and baseball game. So then we wouldn't believe him, and he would be a nazir. Also, if a person said, I mean whatever the words say, so then he means whatever the word says, even though he's accepting whatever the word means. There are people that will say words, and they say, whatever this means, that's what I mean. So the marshal, if a guy says, Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir, and he didn't mean to reinforce it, either meant except to, or he meant whatever the words mean, since Naziris can come on Naziris, he would be chayiv too. Meaning like this. If a person made an oath not to eat apples, and then repeated his oath not to eat apples, even if he claims he wanted to make two oaths, it wouldn't work, because one shvua cannot go on top of another shvua. Ein shvua chalal shvua. By Naziris, that is not true. If a person wants to accept two Nazirisin, it would work, even though one is already there, and the second one is going on the top of the first one, it would still work. So basically the answer to Rabbi Avraham's question is as follows. If the person said, Hareini Nazir Hayayim, Hareini Nazir Hayayim, and he claims that he was just repeating himself and not mean a second one, if that's a plausible explanation, if that is the way some people do things, he would be believed, and he would only be a Nazir once, because he's explaining his words in a plausible explanation. If he explains his words in a non-plausible explanation, then we reject it, unless he said he slipped and said a word he didn't mean to say. If a person says words and say, whatever those words mean, that's what I accepted, Chazal translate his words in what it usually means. That is the so if a person would say a word that has no number of explanations, but he said it and said, I meant whatever the words mean, we take the normal explanation of it, not a far-fetched one. Unless he claims he meant the far-fetched one, as long as it's plausible, meaning there are words that have multiple meanings, he meant the other meaning of the word. We would accept that. So I hope I answered your question, Rabbi Cohen.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so the Gemara at this point, yesterday, had two mandiyamas. One mandiyamah said that nazir lahazir, the fact that it's written the noun before the verb, teaches us yadis naziris kinaziris, and then we make a hekesh to nadarim. The yadis nadarim is kinadarim, that if a person speaks out words that are not a complete expression, but a partial expression, but with implications of that what he means, then we say the yadis are what's in the beginning? We say that it is a yad. The Gemara said, why don't we darshan lindor neder? Why do we need nazir lahazir? We have a pasuk by nadarim as well. The Gemara's answer was, because there it's Dibra Taira Kalasha Bnei Adam. The Taira speaks, people speak, and we'll repeat Lindor Neder, verb before noun, as a just the way people speak, and therefore it's not a drasha. The Gemara said, but there's a man Yamer that says the Taira does not do people speak, and Lindor Neder is a valid drasha. So the Gemara answered, you're right. That man Yamer will learn Lindor Neder to teach us Yad, and he'll learn out Naziris from the Darim with the Hekish, and then he'll use Nazir Lahazir to teach me that Naziris is Chalal Naziris. That even though Naziris and Shvua share a commonality, they are restrictions on the person, not on the item. Right? It's not like Neder, which is a restriction on the item. Naziris is making the person into a Nazir, and Shvua is making an oath on the person, restricting the person. So we would think that Shvua, which is much more severe, we know, we learn out later on in the Masechta, that one Shvua cannot go on the top of another Shvua. Once a person makes an oath not to eat apples, he makes a second oath not to eat apples, even if he means a second oath, it doesn't work. You cannot restrict yourself on something that you are restricted on already. But so I would think that the same thing is true in Naziris. A person who's a Nazir already cannot accept another Naziris at the same time. And the answer is, Nazir Lahazir tells us that Naziris can be Chala Naziris, even though it is a person restriction, not an item restriction. We are at the top of the line, top line on Gimel Lamed Beis. Frag the Gemara. Well, the man Amar Dibra Tarek Halashim Bnei Adam, the first man the Amar that used Nazir Lahazir, that the Torah does speak, people speak. And therefore, Lindor Neder is not a valid drasha. So if it's not a valid drasha, then Nazir Lahazir Darish, Yahasis Yadis Naziris Kinaziris. And therefore, he uses Nazir Lahazir to teach us Yad, right? And we learn out Neder from Nazir. But now, Shanaziris Chala Naziris Minolai. We just introduced a new halacha that we had a pasuk for, but according to the Mandama that says Dibra Taira Kalashim Bnei Adam, that pasuk is not available. And since that pasuk is not available, how do you know that halacha? So Han Yichi Yisfir Leka Mandama Ein Naziris Chala Naziris. It would be good if he holds like the Mandama later on in the Masechta, that in truth, Naziris cannot go on another Naziris. And therefore, according to that man, the Yamar, I don't need a drasha because it's not true. So that would be good that he holds, then it's good because you don't need a drasha for Naziris Chalal Naziris because that man, the Yamar, holds a Naziris Chalal Naziris, as we will see later in the Masechta. Eli is really commandam and Naziris Chalal Naziris. But if we hold like the man, the Yamar, that says it is Chal, and now we don't have a pasuk for it, Menale. So where would this man, the Yamar, know it from? Right, we learned it out from Nazir Lahazir, but that was based on the fact that Lindor Neder told us Yad. But if Lindor Neder doesn't teach us anything, I need Nazir Lahazir to teach us Yad. If Nazir Lahazir teaches us Yad, so how do I know Naziris is Chal on Naziris? And for the Gemara, Neimakra Lizar. Should have said Nazir Lizar. My Lahazir, what is that second hay? That's the extra hay? Shamit Minei Tarti. That man the Yama says Lahazir teaches us two drashas. First of all, Yadis Naziris ki Naziris. And then the extra hay teaches me that Naziris is Chalal Naziris. That's how we learn two things, whereas the other man the Yama only learns one thing, and therefore the conversation is over now. So to sum it up, one man the Yama learns Neder, Yadis from Neder, because he holds the Torah does not speak, people speak. So he learns it out from Lindor Neder. He uses Nazir Lahazir, that Naziris is Chal on Naziris. And the other man, the Amar, learns Nazir Lahazir, Lindor Neder is not a drasha, because Dibra Taira Kalashim Bnei Adam, but he uses Nazir Lahazir for two things. Number one, to teach us Yadis, and number two, to teach us Naziris Chal on Naziris. But my Rabbi Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they said differently. This is in Babel, quoting what they said in Eretz Yisrael. Is Tana the Mapik Leila Yadis Melinda Neder, the Tana that says that the Pasuk does not speak, people speak, learns it out from Linda Neder. The Is Tana the Mapik Leila Min Kala Yaitzi Mi Pivyasa. And another Tana learns out Yad, not from Nazir Lahazir. Nazir Lahazir is for Naziris Chala Naziris, according to everybody. The Mandiyama that doesn't learn Linda Neder learns it out from the word Kol Hayaitzi Mi Pivyasa. Kol. Everything that comes out, that extra ko, is to tell me that even if it's not a complete expression, as long as it's a handle, it's words that imply clearly that he means to become, to make an eder, that teaches me yad. So that man yama uses kol hayaitzim mipiv yasa and does not use nazir lahazir for yad. Right? Now, the truth is, there is another drasha we make from kol hayaitzim mipiv yasa, which the Gemara doesn't get involved in now, which we will have later in the Masechta. And what the Rishonim speak out is that Mandiyama, this Mandiyama would hold you learn two things out of Kol HaYaitzim Mipiv Yasa. And therefore, the Gemara doesn't get into it, but there is another drasha from Kol HaYaitzim Mipiv Yasa, except one Mandiyama would say we learn two things out of Kol HaYaitzim Mipiv Yasa. Rush. But my Rabbi Amri, second rush of the page, is Tana the Mabuk Lahayim Liv Yadis Min Linder Neder, I know Manda Lesley Dibra Tyra Kalash Min Yadam. That's the one that doesn't hold that the Tyra people speak. Umakish Naziris Lindarim, and he learns out Naziris from a Hekish. But Nazir Lahazir Darish, Shah Naziris Chala Naziris. And Nazir Lahazir is to tell me that one Naziris can go on top of the second one. Manda Isle Dibra Tyra, and the one who says that the Tyra did speak Kalash Min Yadam, Darish Nazir Lahazir Shah Naziris Chala Naziris. He also agrees that Nazir Lahazir is the Naziris comes in Naziris. But Yadais, Mapik Mikon La Yaitzi Mipiv Yasa. And Yadais is learned out from Kechol La Yaitzi Mipiv Yasa. The Kivan, the Haitzi Miktis Haneda Mipiv, right, since he said part of it, Mi Yisura Bekoil, this is the Rush's explanation, from the extra word Kol Hayaitze, Nashinan the Haviki La Haitzi La Kuloi Mipiv. It's as if he got everything out of his mouth, Kol Hayaitzi Mipiv. Kivan the Haitzi Miktis Haneda. Since he said part of the neder. So this is the end of this part of the sugya. We have found the source of Yadais, and now we move on. In the brice that we mentioned, that there's a hekish between the Darim and the Naziris, and we learn out things from the Darim to the Naziris. Bal Yacho, that a person violates his neder or Naziris, can get Malkus for Bal Yachel. For, I don't know how we translate the word yachel, desecrating, breaking, hit the word, or, and for Baal Ta'achar. Now the Gemara will explain how that applies to Naziris.
Desecrating.
I'm sorry?
Desecrate.
Desecrate. Dr. Gemara Amemar, we said in Ebraisa, Man Adarim Eivim B'Yachel Baal Ta'achar, just like the Darim transgresses, both Bal Yachol and Bal Ta'achar. Same thing by Naziris. Dr. Gemara Bishlam and Bal Yachol the Nedarim. Bal Yachol the Nedarim Bishkachas La. We find it. Higan, the Amar Kikur Zu Eichol V'lo Yachla. I will eat this bread, and he didn't eat it, so he desecrated his words. Now over here, this is a major problem, because this is Rabbi Kibager's question, that we never have a netter to do something. It was pointed out a number of days ago, I think Harvey pointed it out, that you cannot make a neder to do something. A neder is to ban an item. One cannot make a neder to eat. That's not... So Rabbi Kibager remains Tzarechian. He says he doesn't understand why the Gemara gives this example. Because it's not a good example. Because it's not true. I mean, if the rules of neder is that it has to be something... Something that he restricts himself from, the item is restricted. He doesn't even restrict himself, he restricts the item from him. How can he have a nether to go do something? Right. So therefore, Kibbeh remains Tzarechian. Some people want to answer to Machlokes Rishonim that even though he expressed himself the wrong way, it's still a yad. It's still considered and handled, but some Rishonim disagree. So Rabbi Kibager remains Tzarechian, so will we. We will remain.
There's a difference if a person says, I am going to be usher to this chafetz, okay? I mean, he's using his subject of the sentence is him. I will be usher to this chafetz, okay? And then there's another way of saying it. This chayfet is usher to me. Those are both shvuos?
No. This chayfet is usher to me is a neder. He's banning the item from him. That's Isser Chepza. I will be ushered to the Chepitz if he would not. That's the problem. That's using a. If he does he use the words of neder or shua? What does he say?
No. Kikur zu ochel lo achwa. How about if he said kikur zu
lo yochel
lo ochel?
Right. So there are gerses in the Gemara that are brought down on the side that a guy with kikur zu ene ochel lo achwa.
Oh, very good. And then that would be a neder?
That also is problematic. Because he said ain yaycho, he didn't say the kicker is banned on me, so that would be a machloekus rishayim. There's a machloekus rishayim if a person expresses a neder without using the ban on the item, on the ban, but using a words of neder. He didn't say a word of oath. He just said ain yaycho. That would be a machloekus rishayim. So we're not going to get involved in that right now. We'll leave that alone. And Rabbi Kibegu remained Sarukin on the Gemara. He had the Gerson like we have it. And he says he doesn't understand the Gemara. He says, Hashem Yar Einai, Hashem should enlighten my eyes.
Okay, thank you.
So, Kan Kigurzu Aichu Beloy Achlo, Ayrim Mishum Bayachu Devorah. He desecrated his words. Ela Bayachu De Naziris, Hechi Mishkach Aslo. Because the Gemara understands now, we want to find the case of Bayachu of Naziris. That's only Bayachal. Naziris has its own lavim. If a person eats, drinks wine when he's a Nazir, he's over a lav of the Lo Yishta, the Pasuk says. If he eats grapes, he's over a lav of Lo Yachal. If he takes a haircut, he's over a lav of taking a haircut. If he's Metame Lamesim, he's over a lav of becoming Tamei. There's a specific lav on all the actions of Nazir. Where do you ever find Bayachal by itself? It always will be coupled with a Isser of Nazir. The Gemara understands at this point that the Hekesh teaches us that I have a case of Bayacho that's by itself. Where do you ever have Bayacho by the Naziris that's by itself? Dr. Gemara, Hechi Mishkachasla. Kivan Dama Reini Nazir, Havale Nazir. The minute he said he's a Nazir, Acho Kamle Bayacho. If he eats, he's either the lav of don't eat grapes. Shasa, if he drinks wine, Iver b'bayishta. So where do you ever have Bayacho? Amarava, we never meant Bayacho by itself. Laver ala b'shnayim. Enochinami, he's not Iver Bayacho by itself. He's Iver Bayacho together with the lav of Nazir. It's an extra lav, not its own lav, because there's no case that's only Bayacho. So what we learn now that there's Bayacho ben Naziris, we mean Bayacho plus. Add Bayacho to whatever other law exists. Rush, Bayacho de Naziris Eichi Mishkachas La. Kasal Kedaitach, we now think, the Kamar Shiyav Bayacho below Yisr Achar. We now think that he would be over Bayacho without any other Isser. Now, the Ran asked the Kasha over here, why don't we learn now from a Hekish that a person should be over an extra lav for eating, let's say he banned himself on a bread, he banned the bread from him, and then he ate it. So he's over Bayacho, why is he over Bayachal from Naziris, that there's a lav there not to eat grapes? Why don't we apply that lav to every neder? If he made a neder that something is banned from him, why is he over the lav of Bayachal? So the Ran says that Bayachal is a specific law by grapes. It's not a law that applies to anything else. And therefore, you cannot pass that on to Nedarim. Bayacho means breaking a word. Naziris is also breaking the word. Not eating grapes is a specific halacha by Naziris, which Hekish doesn't apply to Nedarim. That's what the Iman speaks of. Back to the Gemara. Bal ta'achar de Naziris heichem mishkachas lo. When does a person over Bal Ta'achar? Let me explain what Bal Ta'achar is. Bal Ta'achar applies, a person donates, promises to bring a carbon. He has a limited time to bring it in, and if he doesn't bring it by that time, he violates Bal Ta'achar. Now, that only happens if it's a time to do something. By Naziris, The person says, Hareini Nazir, he's not delaying anything. He's a Nazir right now. When does he ever get a lav for delaying Nazirus? He's never delaying Nazirus. If he didn't say Hareini Nazir, he's not a Nazir. And he has no obligation to become one, so he's not delaying anything. And if he did say Hareini Nazir, he didn't delay it. He's already a Nazir. So where do you ever have a case where a person is violating a lav of delaying Nazirus? Nadarim, he is only there. It's, by the way, if a person says this loaf of bread is restricted on me, there's no Baal Ta'achar. He's not restricted. He's not delaying anything. Delaying is only by a korban. The Torah said that a person promises a korban, he's obligated to bring it within a certain period of time, and if he delays it, he's over Baal Ta'achar. That means a delay in carrying out his promise. Where do you ever have that by Nazirus? If he became a Nazir, he's not delaying. If he didn't become a Nazir, he has no obligation to become one. So where is he delaying any obligation about violating Baal Ta'achar?
He says, I want to be a Nazir starting tomorrow.
What?
I want to be a Nazir starting tomorrow.
That's
so what's that delay? There's no obligation for him to become a Nazir today.
What about the carbon then that Nazir brings? Doesn't he bring
that's
carbon?
That's after the carbonus. That's not locking carbon.
It's not. I mean, that has to go back to Nazirus.
One of the Gemara's answers is going to be that. But the Gemara in the Havamina didn't go with that. The Gemara's going to give multiple answers. One of them will be that. But that's post-Nazirus. We'll see that later on as we go. Dr. Gemara. Ba'omer, kishe'etz ha'hanazir. Let me read it inside again. Pratik la'bal ta'achar, nazir tekem mishkakas lo. Kivin da'omar, hareini nazir, when he says hareini nazir, havelei nazir. Achal, kam le'be bal yoichal. If he eats, he violates bal yoichal. So when is he over bal ta'achar? Dr. Rush, bal ta'achar, the nazir tekem mishkakas lo. Mishlem ben adar mishkakas lo, kigadam ha'rei oilam. The guy accepted, made himself obligated to bring an oilam. The Shah Milakriva Gimur Regalim, and he held it back from bringing his three yamim tithim. Abu Benazir, Yamir and Hareini Nazir, have a Nazir Lealter. But by Nazir, the minute he says Hareini Nazir, he's a Nazir right away. My Baal Ta'acharika, what kind of Baal Ta'achar is there? Beikur Amar Lichertza, Leka Baal Ta'achar, Kiva Shadav Tala Adavar Britsainai. And if he said, okay, we didn't get that yet. Enver the Gemara. But I'm a l'she'eretz ha'nazir. When I want, I'll become a nazir. And the Gemara now thinks, because he said when he wants, he's obligated to do it within three regalim. So the Gemara's not true. Yom k'she'eretz ha'lekab al ta'achar. He didn't make it an obligation. He said, whenever I want. That's not obligatory. The guy says, when I want, I'll go to New York. Is that an obligation? There's no obligation. There's no promise. There's nothing here. So the guy said, when he wants, he'll become a nazir. When he wants, he doesn't want. That's not about ta'achar. He's not delaying an obligation that he has. Amar Rava, so Rava said, Kansha Amar, he said, but if min oilam achehad nazir, I will not leave the world until I become a nazir. Right? And therefore, the manahishaita havalei nazir. From that moment, he has an obligation to become a nazir. Because why? We'll see why in a second. His guy made he obligated himself that he won't die until he becomes a nazir. Meaning he'll definitely become a nazir before he dies. So at that moment he has an obligation to become a nazir. Why? Midi dehavi, ha'aymer le'ishtar zugitech sha'achas kaidem isasi. Person says to his wife, a kayan says to his wife, this gets a chicken an hour before I pass on. Asuru lecho truma miyad. She's usher to eat truma right away, because he might die in an hour. Since the get kicks in an hour before his death, and we never know when a person will pass on, so every hour might be the last hour, and she's divorced, so she can't eat truma. So therefore, when a person says he won't die till he becomes a, he won't leave this world unless he's a nazir, meaning he's obligating himself to become a nazir before he dies, he has an obligation to do it as fast as possible, because he doesn't know how long he'll live, so therefore, he's got to take care of it as soon as he can to make sure that he can keep his obligation. So Chanami, Alma Karmina Koshaita Vashaita Dimimes, that we're always afraid of dying. And I mean, Al Tavi Nazir, the obligation to become a Nazir is right away. The Minan Duma Hashtamayas. So here you have a person that's obligated to become a Nazir, but is not a Nazir yet. And that is when he says he's obligated to become a Nazir before he passes on, which means he now has an obligation to do his best to make sure it works. Therefore, if he delays that, he's over Baal Ta'achar.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Don't we see in Gittin that you can make a whole bunch of these kind of conditions, like Micholi Zeh, if I die from this, if it's Choli, there'll be a get.
Right.
What? Why here?
No, all we're saying here is that this is a woman that's married to a Kayan. That's not the case in Masechet Gittin. There it's talking about the validity of the get. Here, the validity of the get is not a question. The question is now, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and she wants to go eat lunch, truma, and the rabbi tells her, sorry, you don't know if your husband will survive to 4. And if he doesn't, then you're divorced and you can't eat truma.
So all those cases...
It is valid. That's the problem. The get is valid.
Right. But so in all those cases, if it was a kohen, she couldn't eat truma also?
Exactly. But that wasn't the discussion there. There we were discussing the validity of a get when it's not given at a specific time.
Rabbi Yitzchak, I don't want to sidetrack, but if she had a child, a son, she would be able to eat the truma?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I take that back. I'm trying to remember. An almana can eat from her son. Does a grusha eat because of her son? I don't remember clearly. My mama's don't remember.
Okay, I don't want to take up too much time. I just, whatever.
Dr. Rush. Since he made this depend on what he wants. So the words Havale Nazir can be misleading. It makes it sound that he becomes a Nazir right away. But that's not what we want. We want him to have an obligation. The Gemara does not mean to ban him to eat, drink wine, kamay hadimyan shemevi mitruma, that we say by truma she can't eat truma. Do not translate the Gemara Havale Nazir that he becomes a Nazir automatically. The Hasam Koshaita Vishaita Minan Damash Damayas. By the truma we say, at any point he might die. Avalhoho Kokamadli Amarini Nazir, as long as he did not accept it, Lo Yichalol of Maziris, it's an obligation to accept it, but he's got to accept it. If he doesn't accept it, he's not a Nazir. This is what we're bringing for truma. The kiva does through truma miyad. Since we ushered this woman in truma right away, mishum chashosha the shemayamas, because of the fear that he might die. Chanami minahi shaita royloy lekabel naziris olav miyad. He lekabel olav naziris miyad. It would be appropriate for him to become a nazir right away, because mishum chashosha shemayamas lo yikayim dvarav, because there's a chashash that he might not keep his words. And therefore, we want him to accept it right away to try our best to ensure that he'll be able to keep his obligation. Even the man the Yomar that says in the third parak of Gittin, the Yomar loy chashin Hashem yomos, that we're not afraid that the person will die. Hachal izman meruba, the limay naziris chashinan. Here, that's an immediate fear. Are we afraid a person will die within the hour? But everybody agrees that over a 30-day span, we are worried that people might die. Hukakivan deroy the kabbal olav naziris alter, since he's obligated, it would be appropriate that he should accept naziris right away. Imishin naziris of gimul regalim ayver b'bal tachar. If he would hold back his naziris for 3 regalim, he would be ayver b'bal tachar, because b'bal tachar is learned out from the Dharam. And there the Torah said 3 regalim. He only violates Baal Ta'achar after 3 regalim, so by Naziris, we can't make it stricter than that. He would also only violate Baal Ta'achar if he delays his Naziris 3 regalim. period. That is the Rush's explanation of the Gemara. Now, the Rush has a problem. His problem was, the Gemara's language was, the Rush translated that to mean an obligation to become a Nazir. But that's not really what the words mean. So the Rush offers a second shot. And he wants to say that the Gemara is saying that he automatically becomes a Nazir. That the Gemara is saying this is not a good answer. Saying he won't die, he won't leave the world unless he's a Nazir, the Gemara is asking on that. So doesn't that make him a Nazir right away because he might die? Isn't that an automatic acceptance of Naziris? That's the Rush's second shot in the Gemara. So according to the first shot, the Gemara is giving a good answer. That the guy said he won't leave this world till he's a Nazir. He becomes obligated to accept Naziris, and therefore his obligation puts him in the Parsha of Bal Ta'achar, and if he doesn't accept the Naziris for 3 years Gullim, he's Iber the Lab of Bal Ta'achar. The second shot in the Rush is that the Gemara is dismissing the answer, saying that a person, when the person says he won't leave the world unless he's a Nazir, since we're afraid he might die soon, he becomes a Nazir immediately. It's an automatic acceptance of Naziris. And then again, it's not Bal Ta'achar. And then the Gemara did not give an answer till the next Amud. That's what the Rush says. The Yesh Mefarshim, and he shai tavlei Nazir b'lashin kusha. The Gemara is slugging up its answer. And it's not a good answer to say that he won't leave this world till he becomes a Nazir. Klaimer, miyad chalof Naziris, midiyad yad truma, dasur lecha truma miyad. It's like truma, that she becomes usher right away. He becomes a Nazir right away. Because by saying he won't leave the world till he becomes a Nazir, he's forcing himself to become a Nazir right away. Because sinon, elo amar of Yachav Yaakov. So the next answer would be elo, because it's the first answer. According to the way we had it, we already have an answer, and Rav Acha Yaakov was saying a second answer. Ganshanazir. Dr. Rush, v'lei mistabra. I don't like the second shot. I don't like to say that because he obligated himself to be a Nazir, he becomes an automatic Nazir. V'lei mistabra she Nazir b'lois kapalo. It doesn't make sense to me that a person should become a Nazir without actually accepting it upon himself. D'oshim chashash shema yomos. Because the fear of that he might die doesn't mean he accepted it. Had he said, I become a Nazir 30 days before he dies, right away we'd be saying, maybe you're within your 30 days. But that's because he accepted it. That person would remain a Suffolk Nazir all his life because he said he'll be a Nazir 30 days before he dies. And since he doesn't know when that is, he has to keep Naziris, but Beloit Lucky, he wouldn't get Malkus because we don't know if he's a Nazir or not. But that's because he accepted it. The Rush is claiming when a person says he won't leave the world till he becomes a Nazir, that's not an acceptance. Therefore, he disagrees with that shot in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that it's an automatic acceptance. So we have two shots of the Gemara. The Rush will go with the first shot of the Rush, that the Gemara is accepting the answer, that if a person says he won't leave the world till he becomes a Nazir, he didn't accept Naziris upon himself. Not obligated to become a Nazir. I'm sorry, he's not a Nazir right away. He has an obligation to become a Nazir. If he doesn't do it within 3 regalim, he's Eiver Bal Ta'achar.
So the according to the Yesh Mefarshim, he would be right away. Bal
right.
Ta'achar right away.
And then the Gemara is saying it's not, no, it wouldn't be Bal Ta'achar right away. It would be a Nazir right away.
No, but I'm saying if he wasn't a Kabbal.
According to the Yesh Mefarshim, it's an automatic Kabbalah. The Yesh Mefarshim are saying, when the person says he won't leave the world without becoming a Nazir, he's a Nazir right away.
So you're still left with the problem of Bal Ta'achar then.
Why he's... And it's not a good answer. I mean, the Gemara is slugging up Rava. That Rava answered that it's Bal Ta'achar, and the Gemara said, no, it's not, because he's a Nazir right away. So going to the Yesh Mefarshim, we don't have an answer yet. We don't have a case of Bal Ta'achar. But the Rush says about the Yesh Mefarshim is saying a very big chiddush, that a person becomes a Nazir without accepting the Naziris. He never accepted it. It's a de facto acceptance because he said he won't leave the world till he's a Nazir. But what's bothering these the pshatim is the Gemara's lashon havelei nazir. Havelei nazir means he becomes a nazir. That's why the Yeshiva Farshim learns their pshat. The Rush has to say it doesn't mean that. It means he has an obligation to become a nazir. So it's really taking the words and reinterpreting them. That's why the Yeshiva Farshim has their pshat, because it says havelei nazir. So therefore they said, obviously the Gemara is saying this is a de facto acceptance of Naziris. The Rush claims that it doesn't make sense to him because there was no acceptance. Talk to Gemara right.
Question.
Sorry?
Start again.
Can't hear you.
Lashon hachanami, la'alta hevi nazir, on the last line of the Gemara. That's still going with the third
right. Exactly. So that would be the two translations. The Rush would say la'alta he has an obligation, which puts him into bal ta'achar. And the other Rishayim would say, the Miyash Mepharshim would say, he's an automatic nazir, and therefore there is no bal ta'achar.
Okay.
Just as an aside, I won't feel that I did the right job, is the Rosh Hashita is that the Baal Ta'achar would only be after three regalim, because that's how we learn Baal Ta'achar out from Korban. Some Rishayim learn that over here he'd be able to Baal Ta'achar immediately, because since he has an obligation to get it done right away, because he might die, it makes about an immediate Baal Ta'achar, not a three regalim Baal Ta'achar. But we learn Rush. The Rush learns that the Baal Ta'achar is after three regalim.
When we have the three regalim, this is he would get Malkus, right?
No, it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa. It would depend on the machlokes whether a person gets Malkus for a lav that has no action. Delaying is not an action. In action.
I understand. But the question is, if you, the hasra that he's getting, if you learn you don't need a maisa, is it hasra safek?
Why is it hasra safek? You have to bring it right now. If you don't bring it right now, you're able to live.
No, I thought you have 3 months. Or three regalim.
So he would get that hasra after three regalim.
He's making a neder now, right?
He's obligating himself to become a nazir.
Okay, and then at this point, Adam are not involved with
this point. He's not doing anything wrong.
You have to tell him at this moment. I just want to tell you, in three regalim.
No! They don't tell him anything now. If you regal him to go over to him and say, you should know, you didn't become a nazir yet, you are now violating Baal Ta'achar.
Oh, so now you aren't getting it through. Okay.
Like by a carbon. Person accepts to bring an ilum. He doesn't violate Baal Ta'achar until three regal him. So if you hold, you get Malkus or Baal Ta'achar, if you hold that way, they would have to come over after three regal him and say, you better bring your carbon now, if not, you're over Baal Ta'achar.
Fine.
Isn't he already over? I mean, that's not good, Hasra. No?
Well, every second he's over.
Yeah, so you gotta speak to him before the end of the last regalim.
Exactly.
That's right.
Vachab Yaakov Amar, he says in two teretz. Yigan, the Nazar, it's supposed to be the Nazar, B'hu B'beis HaKvaras. What happens is, person became a nazir in a cemetery. Now, when he becomes a nazir in a cemetery, he is not, we're going to see in Machlokes in a moment, but he's not a good nazir because he's tameh. So his obligation is, get out, become tahar, and then he becomes a nazir. Not going out right away, he's delaying naziris. because he can't be a Nazir in the cemetery. We'll find out what that means in a second. Because he's Tameh. So how can a Tameh be a Nazir? A Nazir that becomes Tameh Mace can't, have to start all over again. So if he becomes a Nazir in the cemetery, his obligation is get out, become Tahar, and start your Naziris. So there was an acceptance of Naziris, but it didn't kick in. And therefore, by not going out, he's delaying the beginning of his Naziris. The acceptance is there. He said he's a Nazir, but he was in a cemetery. In a cemetery, one cannot become a Nazir, at least the way the Gemara is operating now. He can't become a Nazir. And now, his obligation is, get out, get the paradum on you, go to the mikvah, do whatever you have to do, become tahar, and start your Naziris. And he's delaying that by not getting out of the cemetery. That's Baal Ta'achar. He became a Nazir when he was in a cemetery. Now listen to this rush, it's a chiddush. He would be Ayver Baal Ta'achar if he doesn't become Tahar for three regalim. So this is the rush going with the same shita. The Baal Ta'achar needs three regalim. Therefore, this person who became a Nazir in the cemetery has an obligation to get out and become Tahar within three regalim. If he doesn't become Tahar within three regalim, so then he's Ayver Baal Ta'achar. The other Rishayna would say he's Ayver Baal Ta'achar for not getting out right away. But the Rosh Hashita is the Baal Ta'achar of Naziris is three regalim. So how do you Ayver here three regalim? The guy's in the cemetery. He has a process to do. He just doesn't leave the cemetery. He has to go and get Paraduma sprinkled on him. He has to go to the mikvah. So if he didn't do that for three regalim, he would be Ayver Baal Ta'achar.
So in that case, if a person today, say he wants to become a Nazir, but there's
crazy.
No paradum.
If a guy wants to become a Nazir, now he's crazy. Because he's Tamei Meis, he can't be a Nazir. And if he can be a Nazir, there's no way to get it off, because he can't bring Karbonis at the end.
Everybody's Tamei, the Chatchila, so he can't ever even start becoming. Are his words real or not?
No.
I have no idea. I think he needs a mental examination. Let me explain to you what I mean. A Nazir has a process to remove Naziris. Without bringing the Karbanis at the end, his Naziris doesn't get off. If a person would become a Nazir today, there would be no way of removing the Naziris.
He can't even start. That's what my point is.
Maybe. True. But he also can't finish. So why in the world would a guy ever want to do that?
That's beside the point.
Yeah,
is he over making it? And that difference is zero, so that's what I'm asking.
Even Ayver Baal Ta'achar? I don't know. Maybe. Probably, yeah.
If it doesn't start off, so it's nothing.
Yeah, but he's Ayver Baal Ta'achar.
It's only over Baal Ta'achar if what you said has chalos.
One second. The guy that's a Nazir B'Beis HaKvar is Ayver Baal Ta'achar for not going and removing his tumah, right? Why wouldn't that apply today?
Mashiach will come tomorrow.
If he does, we'll worry about it. Then he's Ayver Baal Ta'achar. I mean, imagine that. Don't get me wrong.
Only Baal Ta'achar.
Rabbi, what about if he became a Nazir without knowing that he had to bring a carbon to remove it?
That is a Sugya Masechtas Nazir. That is a question that the Gemara deals with in Masechtas Nazir.
I actually know it's a person.
I mean, a person, just like a person can be Matir Neder, he can be Matir Naziris. If you ever look at the Nusach that we say Erev Rosh Hashanah, I have a sitter right here, the Nusach of Ataras Nedarim that is said Erev Rosh Hashanah, it says, Kol Neder, Kol Shua, I Isser, I Kaina, my Cherem, I b'chol mini Naziris shekibalti alai. He removes Naziris if he ever made it.
Huh.
So there is a way to remove Naziris like there's a way to remove Nazarim.
Yeah, that's what I was exactly what I was wondering.
In fact, we do it every Erev Rosh Hashanah. We mention it in case we became a Nazir. So the Gemara says, "Hani chilamando amar lechay lele Naziris me'altar." That makes sense according to the one that says that a person in the cemetery does not become a Nazir. Therefore, he's delaying it by not becoming Tahar. There's a man that says he becomes a Nazir right away. He's restricted in all restrictions of Nazir. So he's not Iver Baltachar because he's an immediate Nazir. He's not a Nazir Tahar. He still has to start his count after he becomes Tahar. But he's a Nazir right away. He's not delaying Naziris. He becomes a Nazir. This is a machlokes Reb Yechon and Rish Lakish. Does he become a Nazir right away, or does he not become a Nazir right away? Back to the Gemara. Now we'll leave that for tomorrow. We'll stop here, and Mer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.
Question?
Yes.
It is a machlokes Rishonim. Whether he becomes, whether he is now or after Shalosh Hagoyim.
Right.
Is there, why isn't the Baal Ta'acher right before he's Nifter?
Right before what?
To wait, so right before he's Nifter, so he didn't get a chance. Why does it have to be right now?
He needs 30 days at least.
Or why does it have to be after Shalosh Hagoyim? He has a whole life to live. Why is it?
Yes, Baal Ta'achar means delaying something you're obligated to do. Because the person never knows when they'll pass on, the obligation is now.
Or after 3 months, like Nadar.
Or after 3 regalim, because that's the Rush says there's no Baal Ta'achar before that.
Oh. Right. But because he has the Chiyuv right now.
Correct.
We can.
Correct. Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Sir.